The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Winner the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRPodcastNetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents 101. My name is DeAndre Robinson. Yes, and watching live, you get a twofer. All right. Okay. I'm back with CJ, and we're here to do the Adam Sandler, the top Adam Sandler movies. CJ, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm not at work. I'm good.
All right. So we're going to do the top Adam Sandler movies.
All right.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is I made this bracket a long, long time ago. And again, we still haven't done it yet. So a lot of his newer movies are not on this bracket. And I promise when we do social media voting for it, it will be on here. So movies like Murder Mystery 2, You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah, Leo and Spaceman is not on here. However, though, the other 46 is. So, how it worked is the highest seed will all play as low seed. I'm not sure when the buys are because I deleted it, so bear with me with that as well. If CJ doesn't like any matchup, he can give it to me. And just like always, I did not make these rankings. These rankings literally come from Rotten Tomatoes, like the whole ranking. I didn't re-rank them or anything like that. It just come from Rotten Tomatoes. So if you have a problem with these, blame Rotten Tomatoes. All right. CJ, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The number one, I'm gonna fuck this name up. The Meyerowitz Stories, New and Selected, 2017. Or number 46, The Ridiculous Six, 2015.
Fuck. What was the first one again?
The Meyerowitz Stories, New and Selected.
I've never heard of that one. And The Ridiculous Six is garbage.
It came out in 2017.
All right, I'm going Ridiculous Six. I think I said that other name again.
So I went with the 6-2 because I never saw this. Apparently, there's a movie in Netflix, the Meyerowitz Story. I think I am probably saying that wrong. I'm sorry, but it has an amazing cast: Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller, Dustin Hoffman, and Emma Thompson. So
really,
a great cast.
Huh.
But you know, Ridiculous Six moves on. All right. Number two, Hustle, 2022. Ranked number 45, Jack and Jill, 2011.
Hustle.
And Hustle will play the Ridiculous Six in the next round.
All right. I don't even remember which one Hustle is, but Jack and Jill. So
horrible. All right. Number three, Uncut Gems, 2019. Or number 44, Bulletproof, 1996.
Oh, damn. That sucks. I love Bulletproof. But Angela and Damon Wayne is fucking amazing. But Uncut Gems is, I think that's one of his best roles. So I'm going Uncut Gems.
All right. And Uncut Gems moves on. Number four, Punch Drunk Love, 2002. Verse number 43, Grown Ups 2, 2013.
Grown Ups 2.
And Grown Ups 2 will play Uncut Gems. Number 5, Funny People, 2009. Verse number 42, The Do-Over, 2016.
The Do-Over. Which one was that?
The Do-Over is I think, I'm pretty sure that's a Netflix Netflix movie. And it has, bear with me. It has Adam Sandler, David Spade, Paula Patton. It has Agatha from the Marvel shows.
And what was the other one?
And the other one was Funny People.
Oh, yeah, I'm going with Funny People.
Yeah, I said, hurry up, man. Funny People, to me, one of the best roles, period, he ever did. All right. Number six, The Wedding Singer, 1998. Version number 41, The Cobbler, 2014.
Wedding Singer. The Cobbler. That was stupid.
Number seven, Rain Over Me, 2007. Version number 40, Grown Ups, 2010.
Grown Ups.
And Grown Ups will play Funny People in the next round. Number eight, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. Versus number 39, Adam Sandler's 8 Crazy Nights.
Cartoon versus cartoon.
Yep.
Well, 8 Crazy Nights.
Yeah. You like spiders?
Yeah, no, out of the first three, out of the Transylvania movies, I did not like the second one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they changed too much. Like, the animation was different. Like, some of the voices were different. Like, the whole tone of the movie was different than, like, the first two movies. Yeah, I just wasn't into the third one.
All right, well, The Wedding Singer will play Adam. Well, we'll play Adam Sandler, 8 Crazy Nights. Number nine, Happy Gilmore, 1996. Or number 38, Mixed Nuts, 1994.
Happy Gilmore.
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
Dude, just for that scene. How you get Bob Barker?
Number 10, Hotel Transylvania 2, 2015. Or number 37, Zookeeper, 2011.
Transylvania.
Number 11, Spanglish, 2004. Version number 36, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, 2007.
Oh, that's it. Chuck and Larry.
Mm-hmm. And I'll now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. We'll play Happy Gilmore in the next round.
Damn it.
Number 12, Hubie's Halloween 2020. Version number 35, Blended 2014.
Oh, damn. Alright, Hubie's Halloween is fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, they just hit for me. But Blended. But yeah, they've done three movies together and all of them are fucking great.
Well, speaking of the movie, number 13, 51st Dates, 2004. Yeah. Right, number 34, Pixels, 2015.
51st Dates.
All right.
Dude, was you whatever that dude with the baseball bat? Oh, man. So she fucking told me up.
So Blended will play Hotel Transylvania. 51st Dates moves on, but when we do this for a social media bracket, and again, this is going to be a whole different bracket when I redo it. But if we would have did this bracket, I would pick Pixels. You didn't write. I would pick Pixels. I'm an old school nerd. I'm an old school nerd and old school gaming nerd, and I love Pixels. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, dude, trust me. I know. I love Pixels too. I actually watched it back to back on TV the other day. I don't know. I think
this is
a better movie.
Oh, I'm not mad for the first days going on. Yeah, it is what it is. But I love Pixels. So there you go.
Yeah, I love Pixels.
Number 14, Hotel Transylvania, 2012. Version number 33, Just Go With It, 2011.
That was the first one?
Hotel Transylvania.
The original. Okay, yeah. Hotel Transylvania.
Number 15, Murder Mystery, 2019. Version number 32, That's My Boy, 2012.
Murder Mystery.
I will go, That's My Boy. I'm not going to lie. Yo, That's My Boy, hilarious. That's My Boy, is hilarious. I'm not going to lie. All right. Number 16, Snakes the Clown, 1991. Version number 31, Little Nicky, 2000.
Little Nicky.
And Little Nicky will play 51st Dates in the next round.
I never heard of Snakes the Clown.
Me neither. Number 17, Anger Management, 2003. Version number 30, Mr. Deeds, 2002.
Anger Management.
Oh, you're damn mind. Mr. Deeds, classic.
Mr. Deeds is all right.
All right. Number 18, Billy Madison, 1995. Break number 29, the week of 2018.
Billy Madison. Even though I think it's highly overrated.
Huh?
Billy Madison is highly overrated. I think it's going to be hella stupid.
But you picked it.
Yeah. Over the other movie? Yeah.
Yeah. Number 19, Big Daddy, 1999. Record number 28, Sandy Wexler, 2017.
Big Daddy.
I can wipe my own ass.
That kid stole the show.
He did. And then the twins got their own show. All right. Number 20, You Don't Mess With a Zohan, 2008. Or number 27, Bedtime Stories, 2008.
Look at Zohan.
Again, I would win with Bedtime Stories. See, this is why these brackets are good, because a lot of these movies just switch.
Yeah. Dude, look, no, Zohan, he fucked everything. All right. He was begging his boy's mom. You know? And then was talking to him while he was doing it. I'll kill you.
Number 21, Coneheads, 1993. Rick number 26, Airheads, 1994.
Wait, he was in Coneheads?
He was in Coneheads. Yeah, small role, but he was in Coneheads.
All right. I don't really consider, there's no way Coneheads should be considered an Adam Sandler movie. But so I'll go with Airheads. Even though I think Coneheads is a better movie, but it shouldn't be considered an Adam Sandler movie.
And Airheads will play Hotel Transylvania in the next round. Number 22, Click, 2006. For number 25, The Longest Yard, 2005.
Longest Yard.
And The Longest Yard will play Murder Mystery in the next round.
You know, Click was fucking hilarious.
And last but not least, number 23, Men, Women, and Children, 2014. Verse number 24, The Waterboy, 1998.
Waterboy.
And The Waterboy will play Anger Management, which means that You Don't Mess With a Zohan will play Billy Madison, and Big Daddy will be a bye.
All right.
All right. Round two. Hustle or The Ridiculous Six?
Hustle.
You can't wait to get The Ridiculous Six out of here, huh?
Oh, for real.
Uncut Gems or Grown Ups 2?
Uncut Gems.
Funny People or Grown Ups?
Grown Ups.
And Grown Ups will play Hustle in the next round. The Wedding Singer or Adam Sandler's Eight Crazy Nights?
Wedding Singer.
Happy Gilmore or I'm Now Pronouncing Chuck and Larry?
Happy Gilmore.
All right. Hotel Transylvania 2 or Blended?
Blended.
And Blended will play Uncut Gems in the next round.
Oh.
Fifty First Dates or Little Nicky?
Oh shit, that's a tough one. I'm going 50 First Dates.
All right. Hotel Transylvania or Airheads?
Hotel Transylvania.
Murder Mystery or The Longest Yard?
Longest Yard.
And The Longest Yard will play The Wedding Singer in the next round.
Oh, fuck.
Anger Management or The Waterboy?
Waterboy.
And The Waterboy will play Happy Gilmore in the next round. Billy Madison or You Don't Mess With a Zohan.
Zohan.
and You Don't Mess With a Zohan will play 51st Dates, which means that Big Daddy will play Hotel Transylvania. Yeah. All right. Round three, you ready?
Ready.
All right, Hustle or Grown Ups?
Grown Ups.
Uncut Gems or Blended?
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, Uncut Gems will play Grown Ups in the next round. The Wedding Singer or The Longest Yard?
Longest Yard.
All right. The Waterboy or Happy Gilmore?
Damn, these should be finals matchups. All right. Waterboy, what else?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, so I didn't want you to say it again. Waterboy. Waterboy's amazing.
Ghana's truth. I mean, this bracket will be updated. But you wanted to do hurry up to do a bracket. So if you had told me, give me a couple hours, I would update this for you. And then probably would have been it is what it is. Yeah. All right. 51st Dates or You Don't Mess With a Zohan?
51st Dates.
And 51st Dates will play The Longest Yard. And then Hotel Transylvania or Big Daddy?
Hotel Transylvania.
Okay. And Hotel Transylvania will play The Waterboy. All right, so one of these will all make go to your finals. You have three matchups in this round. One of these will automatically go to the finals. All right.
Okay.
All right. So we got Uncut Gems or Grown Ups.
Uncut Gems.
And you know what? Uncut Gems will all make go to the finals.
Okay. As it should.
51st Dates or Longest Yard?
Longest Yard.
The Waterboy or Hotel Transylvania?
Waterboy.
All right, which means The Waterboy and The Longest Yard will play against each other to see who plays Uncut Gems. So, The Waterboy or The Longest Yard?
I'm going with Waterboy.
All right, so The Waterboy will play Uncut Gems in the finals. However, though, I am going to do something different. The Longest Yard will be in the third place game. I'm going to let you do a battle royale to see who will be in the third place game out of these three movies.
Okay.
Either Grown Ups, 51st Dates, or Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, fuck. 51st Dates.
All right, and 51st Dates will play The Longest Yard again and in the third place game.
Shit.
So the third place game is 51st Dates or Longest Yard.
Longest Yard.
Yep. So third, Longest Yard. Fourth is 51st Dates, but not about third. It's about the best. We just went through the small bracket. All right, we need to know what the best Adam Sandler movie is in this bracket. Is it Uncut Gems or The Waterboy?
All right. Before anybody answers, I just want to say that the best line in The Waterboy is not even word. It's a sound. When the motherfucker throws the baseball through the window and his curse says in the head. That's the best line in the movie ever. Yeah, I gotta go with
Waterboy
number one.
Okay, Waterboy number one, Uncut Gems number two, The Longest Yard number three, and 51st Dates number four. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. No problems with that number four.
I kind of want you to do this bracket again.
Yeah, when have I, you updated?
Yeah. When I update it. However, though, yeah, I kind of want you to do this bracket again when I update it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, compare the Final Fours.
Yeah. Compare, yeah, because there'll be at least four more movies on here. And then I'm going to rank them by Rotten Tomatoes scores.
Okay, I'm down.
And a little bit of inside of Trinidad baseball. After we do Nick Cage, we're doing cartoons for social media. And then after social media, we're doing Adam Sandler. Kevin Stoner asks, have you guys watched Spaceman? So here's the thing. I said this before. Because I did this bracket a long time ago, we haven't did it before. About four movies are not on here. Spaceman will be on here when I update this. I promise.
And I have never seen it. I haven't even heard of it.
It came out last year. Okay. So it will be on here. I'm about to re-rank them now because I feel bad that they're not re-ranked right now. So we'll re-rank them now. And then if CJ wants to come back on to do a part two of Adam Sandler movies, he definitely can. All right, CJ, tell about your podcast again, where to find out what it's about, all that kind of good stuff. Shameless plugs.
All right. Yo, I don't know. I'm on Masturbators Presents Bracket Reviews, you know, where we take the brackets that you, the fans, have done, and we tell you why your votes were wrong. And I'm also on Season to Season, where we watch current and past TV shows. We'll break them down, pick them, give you the good, the bad, our likes, dislikes, tell you all about the characters, let you know what everything is up with the shows. Yeah, we do this, and we do the same thing on my new show, Toon Texas Journeys, except that one's all about the cartoon. Your Saturday morning cartoons, your after school cartoons, all the schools, all the cartoons, they gave you the nostalgia and all the good stuff back in the day. We break those down and critique them, and do the good, the bad, and the ugly. And all the shows are always a great time. So you tune in any one of them and you have some fun.
So I want to thank CJ for coming on. Again, I'm going to openly invite CJ to redo this Adam Sandler bracket because, again, it's going to be updated really, really soon. So we can do that. So, CJ definitely knows that he can always come on to do one of these brackets. I would never say no. Just like anybody watching live or watching and listening, whenever you listen, you can always come on to do one of these brackets. I would never say no. However, got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.